copy of St. Dunstan Review from June 1952 showing the chairman's notes. The price of the review is 3 pence. It is number 395. It is volume 35. During and after the Second World War, St. Dunstan's extended the criteria for admittance to the charity. This now included auxiliary services and women's services. Once air raids began, police, firemen, and those serving in all branches of civil defence were also made eligible. After the war, the scope of St. Dunstan's increased, boosted by Queen Elizabeth's granting of patronage in 1952. Members used their first talking books on tape in 1960. In 1965, members take part in an experimental long cane course in Brighton, with long cane training made available to all our members 2 years later. The first international sports meeting for blinded veterans takes place at St. Dunstan's Brighton Centre in 1968, with competitors from countries including France, Austria, West Germany, and Poland. In 1969, member Billy Griffiths wins the Disabled Sports Personality of the Year. Billy, who lost his hands and sight as a Japanese prisoner of war, went on to learn how to play the trombone and set up his own haulage company with the encouragement and support of St. Dunstan's.